Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and I am on what I like to call mild bed rest because, oh my God, I was just about to say I manifested this, and that's exactly something we're talking about that I don't believe in. I will explain it, but you're going to see that that was a weird foreshadow. Anyway, I will let you guys know where I'm at. Obviously, physically, I'm in the bed, feeling good. Feeling decent, not gonna lie. I wouldn't say great, but I wouldn't say horrible, but we'll get into it. First, let's just jump into best mood and worst mood of the week. So I feel like yesterday everything kind of shifted, so it's kind of hard to distinguish like best mood, worst mood of the week when I feel like my moods all of a sudden really truly changed yesterday. But I'm going to backtrack a little bit just for the sake of the podcast. And so my best mood this past week has been learning how to understand my feelings better and therefore communicate them better. So I've really been working on how I didn't realize that I wasn't as good at communicating as I thought in healthy relationships, because I've learned so much about myself and self-love and just being a better version of myself, that now that I've had these healthy relationships, I'm surrounded by friends and family, my boyfriend is amazing, I actually really struggle to communicate in a healthy way. Like, my main coping mechanism is avoidance and like anxiety and just truly, honestly, like avoidance, which you guys know pretty much. But I realized that a lot of the coping mechanisms that I have too for communicating good things is that I don't communicate that I'm doing something because I want someone to feel loved or because I want them to feel a certain way. I just do it kind of expecting them to know my intention behind it. And it doesn't actually work like that because you're just assuming the person knows why you're doing what you're doing. And especially if you really want your intention to come across, you really want them to know why you're doing it, and you're just assuming, and then it just gets so messy. And I realized that I think my past relationship, I was so focused on like behind the scenes trying to be perfect, trying to make him happy, trying to do all this stuff, that like now subconsciously I do that in my current relationship when it's not necessary. And it's just something that I was so used to that kind of started coming back up for me. So it's definitely a best mood for me because I feel as though I'm making progress in my want for over communication and healthy communication, and I'm recognizing it and working on it, and things are clicking. I'm really understanding my intentions behind things, maybe why I'm not even sharing my intentions, and realizing how I can improve and be a better communicator and be a better like partner. Oh my God, my baby is literally kicking the hand that the microphone is on. It is so weird, you guys. It never gets less weird.
For worst mood this week, you guys, your girl can't lie. I'm exhausted. And it's because I've been having stress-related insomnia. The past week, I probably got just the worst sleep I've gotten in so long because A, I have to pee like every 5 seconds, which is wildly annoying. But then since you're up to pee, your brain gets like a little bit on, you know? And so I just start worrying about things, and not even like rational things, also just like things I have to do, right? Like things I want to say, things I want to do, like conversations I want to have. And by conversations and things I want to say, I mean like, oh, I need to talk about the birth plan. I need to ask about this thing. And then it's things I have to do, like, oh, I need to build the crib and I need to get bookshelves for the nursery and I need to get this thing for the nursery. And it's like my brain is quite literally exploding at this point. And we always talk about how our mind and body are so connected, which is why I feel, especially after the past 24 hours, it's so important to try to like calm myself down and be realistic, get myself in a better headspace so that I can relax more, because I feel like I'm almost like inducing labor with the amount of stuff that I'm doing. And I felt like that hardcore after the past couple weeks. But then yesterday I went to the doctor and I was actually contracting and 1 centimeter dilated. So it's too early for that. We need our baby girl to stay put and we need to take it easy. And I think something that we can easily do whilst laying down is control our thoughts and boost our mood, which is what we will get into next. Is hiring a challenge? Yes. Do you love a challenge? Also, yes. You need a hiring partner that can help you rise to the challenge, and you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you just do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates, and with their instant match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed US data. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy, because the candidates you invite to apply are actually 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who just only see it in a search, according to their data as well. So it's really getting you one step closer to hire by immediately matching you with quality candidates. I don't have time to waste. We have things to do. I also am a little bit lazy sometimes because, you know, girl bossing is hard. And that's why I love that Indeed is just doing the hard work for me. They're showing me the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit the description immediately after I post, and I can hire faster. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, you guys. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. So start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/mood. Offer good for a limited time. You can claim your $75 credit now at indeed.com/mood. Just go to indeed.com/mood and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. That's indeed.com/mood. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The weather is still beautiful outside, you guys. Summer is here, and I'm sure you've been dreaming up all these ideas for your outdoor space and making the most of it, because we know that everything is better when it's done outside. We have this huge new balcony in our new place that I am just like absolutely dying to furnish because I have this entire vision. So that's why I've been on Article's website more often than not since moving. They have such an amazing curated catalog of outdoor furniture, and it's going to help you do all of your favorite things this summer. And don't worry, they have such a flexible range of styles, which means you can really do more with whatever type of space you have. So for instance, like I have a balcony, but if you have a yard, they've got you. If you have a smaller balcony than me, they've got you. There's just so much potential. I think their outdoor furniture is amazing because it's so durable. It's so well made, but it's also super, super comfy. And there's really a style for everyone. Like it kind of fulfills all of my style needs, like modern but cozy, but timeless. I don't know how to describe it, but they just get it. Article believes in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices too. Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs make furniture shopping super simple. Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. They're just really dedicated to that thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the USA and Canada, which means that if you're like, you know what, I want to throw a garden party for my birthday, boom, get on Article, order it, it's gonna be there, you got it. Plus, they won't leave you just like waiting around. You get to pick the delivery time, and they'll send you updates every step of the way. You guys, their delivery people and customer service are absolutely amazing. I have never had a bad experience with them, and I've ordered from Article so many freaking times in so many different cities. Article's knowledgeable customer care team is always there when you need them to make sure your experience is smooth and stress-free. And best of all, Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. All you have to do to claim is visit article.com/mood, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. So go check out what they have. It's article.com/mood for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. For mood boosters this week, I've needed some serious mood boosting because, like I said, I've been losing my mind. And so the first one that has helped me so much is my friend's podcast called Thoughts May Vary. They are absolutely amazing. And my friend Meadow has been helping me so much because I got so in my head about manifestation. Like, basically, I was so worried that I was putting out all this negative energy and that I was going to accidentally like manifest bad stuff to happen to me. And she was like, that is not how it works. Like, don't worry about it. And she like talked me off the ledge. And they have this amazing journal called Co-Create, and it's available on their website at the Thoughts May Vary website. You can download it. It is absolutely amazing because it's so just like logical. It's really kind of bringing science into the equation when you think about manifesting. So it's not like all this stuff you see on TikTok and Instagram that's like manifesting and numbers and you're going to do this and you just have to say this to yourself and blah, blah, blah. You're thinking this. That stresses me out because I'm just in such a worried, stressed state, which I think is really, really normal. Like, we're human beings. We're not going to be perfect all the time and we're going to worry. And so then for my anxiety to come in and be like, ooh, you're probably actually manifesting all this bad stuff to happen. It's so unproductive and unhelpful. And reading through their journal has helped me so much. I actually downloaded it and put it onto my iPad so that I could use it as like a little like book journal situation. You can print it out, but I'll post it on my stories as well. But make sure to check them out and check out their podcast. Thoughts May Vary. You will not regret it. They are amazing. And then speaking of thoughts, my next mood booster is thought lists, not to-do lists, because my brain is so all over the place that usually doing a to-do list and a list of some kind really helps me. But I feel like I've just had so many thoughts of, like I was saying earlier, like things I want to say, things I want to talk to Matt about, things I want to talk to my mom about, things I want to talk to my therapist about, like, because I've just had all these worries and I've just been trying to notice like what's coming up for me and stuff. And so instead of getting in my head and spiraling, of course, obviously I have so many different lists. Like, one says doctor and it's like things that I want to ask her. And then one was like birth plan, like just so many different lists, but it's everything just that I'm thinking. Like, it's almost like a feelings list. It's like how I'm feeling and I'm writing it out. It's like, I feel like I need to spend more intentional quality time. I feel like I need to X, Y, and Z. So it's not necessarily like crossing off things on a to-do list. It's more so like a brain dump of my feelings and being able to really type them out so that I can understand them instead of just going and like unloading on someone. It's almost like this like first premeditative step that helps me realize how I'm even really feeling and what's really coming up for me. Because once you start like writing all these things out, you'll start to notice like the patterns and the things that you kind of just keep rephrasing almost, and you see what you're really thinking and what needs to be a priority and what is just kind of like a worry or a resentment or just something you're being stubborn about. And then my last mood booster is something that has actually been helping, and it's something that I don't usually like
doing, and it's asking for help. Everyone, when you're pregnant, is going to offer to help you. I'm sure this only continues into the newborn phase, and I know that something I'm very stubborn about is being like, I'm fine, I can do it by myself, I don't need help. I've just always functioned like extremely independently my entire life. I've never needed to ask for help. Of course, I'm sure I've needed to, but I've never wanted to, and I've been fine. So it's a big like learning curve and adjustment for me. However, where I'm at in my pregnancy now, like the amount of stuff that I can't physically really do anymore, as much as I don't want to admit it, and I still would much rather do it myself and want to do it myself, I'm allowing people to help me and asking like, hey, can you come over and do this? It's weird because I don't know if you guys are like this. I can only do it with like certain people. Like it's so much easier to ask like my little brothers to come over and do something really quick. That's just seems like a little brother thing, like taking out the recycling or whatever, because we've just had so many freaking boxes. But I don't know. I'm just so uncomfy asking people to do favors for me, even though I love doing stuff for other people. So a good way that I remind myself is that you're almost like robbing people from being a part of your life by like not letting them in and not letting them help when they want to. So it's like boosting your mood because you're like, okay, they want to help and I'm letting them, and that's making them happy, and it's also like helping me. So I've definitely been asking for a lot more help the past week because I was doing way too much before this past week. And I'm convinced it's like what has kind of made me where I'm at with this whole like 1 centimeter contraction situation. So it's definitely a mood booster for a multitude of reasons. Also, quick side note too, what I've been stressing about is that I'm like repeating myself all the time because my pregnancy brain is so bad. So I have also been going back and writing down like everything I'm thinking, everything that's boosting my mood, because I just have this gut feeling that I'm like repeating myself or rephrasing things just because I'm like legitimately losing my mind, pregnancy brain. So apologies if I've been like really, really doing that. Just please don't even like bring it to my attention. I'm aware of it. Like, I'm sorry. It's even giving me anxiety just thinking about it right now. But it's definitely something that's boosting my mood, is like being proactive and trying to take care of it. And then another bonus mood booster is that I've been doing daily vlogs on TikTok and Reels, and I just love that I'm able to connect with you guys more immediately almost, because a lot of this stuff is kind of, you know, I try to keep it as close to the upload date as possible, but it's just getting to be a little stressful, like making such long form content, churning it out so quickly because I just don't have the energy that I did before. Whereas usually it's like, oh, I can like, you know, grind some like a bunch of shit out in 3 hours. Now it's like, no, you can't. So I've been absolutely loving posting, just started the past week posting more stuff on Reels and TikTok. So go follow me, Lauren Elizabeth, on everything, because I think you guys will like it too.
Summer is always a busy time. I mean, between work, parties, life activities, finding time for my wellness journey, it just is quite literally always taking a back seat. But with Alo Moves, I can actually achieve wellness goals and still keep up with my crazy pregnant summer schedule, because they have the coolest and widest variety of stuff. You guys, you know I'm obsessed. Alo Moves is a streaming on-demand wellness platform that features yoga practices, fitness routines, meditation sessions, and so much more from one of my all-time favorite brands, Alo Yoga. It's all their quality studio style classes that really just inspire me to take care of my whole being. So that's mind, body, spirit. And then you can just like go back out into the world and do what you do best. For me, what I do best is, I don't know, I guess just getting things done and getting into my mom era. But I need to be able to ground myself first. Self-care is still super important. I can't let it slide, you guys. And they really have something for everyone, from like beginner to advanced, like yoga, bar, Pilates, cardio, HIIT. They also have relaxing guided meditations, sound baths, and breath work. Now I'm kind of more in that era as opposed to where I was doing like yoga and Pilates before, but I love it because there's just more than fitness to Alo Moves. You have to check out their gua sha, dry brushing, face yoga, nutrition classes, and so much more. And the best part is you need need little to no equipment. AlloMoves has just tons of fresh content with over 100 new classes added every month, plus over 3,000 classes for every level, beginner to advanced. I just absolutely love how AlloMoves can fit into any schedule. All the classes are on demand. When you're short on time, they even have meditation, fitness classes. You can squeeze something amazing in. So this summer, make time for your wellness goals with AlloMoves. For a limited time, AlloMoves is offering my listeners a free 30-day trial plus, get this, a 50% off an annual membership. But you can only get it by going to allomoves.com and use code MOOD30 in all caps. That's ALOMOVES.com and all caps code MOOD30 to get a 30-day trial plus 50% off an annual membership. ALOMOVES.com code MOOD30 all caps. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? And if you're among them, you're not alone. Thinning is totally normal. And Nutrafol helps women address it from within with science-backed supplements. I actually just filmed a hair care routine video on my YouTube channel, and I noticed that like the second half of my hair was looking really thin, and then in the front, and it kind of like gave me a pit in my stomach. I was like, what is going on here? Like, what is happening? This is not okay. And I saw a picture of myself a year ago, and I was like, my hair looks so much better. I'm like not thrilled about it, but I am thrilled because of Nutrafol. I mean, everyone I know swears by it. My friends have it. My favorite influencers use it. Their hair growth supplements are amazing and use drug-free ingredients to target these root causes of hair thinning and promote healthy hair growth. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength, which is what I need. And I know I'm going to need it postpartum. Don't even have to tell me twice, you guys. I already have my Nutrafol subscription set up for postpartum. I already did the math. I don't do math often, but when I do, I planned out when I can start taking it. From postpartum to menopause, no matter what stage of your life, Nutrafol has 4 unique formulas to support women. Each is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients so you get the most reliable results. I actually also made my boyfriend take the quiz, so you can go to Nutrafol.com to take their hair health wellness quiz, identify the causes of your thinning hair, and then Nutrafol will give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach. Nutrafol really supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting those root causes of thinning. So it's like stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, metabolism. It's really whole body health. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code MOOD. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled NutrafoL.com, promo code MOOD. Nutrafol.com, promo code MOOD. Okay, so this week's mood for thought is that I need to de-stress. My mood needs to, like I said, be boosted, be just well taken care of. We're calm, we're relaxing. We just need like a reset because I've been going, and I've realized like what I've been doing that's not helpful and what I've been doing that's helpful, considering especially where I'm at in my pregnancy. But don't forget, like, you can burn out even if you're not pregnant. Like, you can get worn down. You can be doing too much. The mind and body, like we always say, are super well connected. And where I'm at right now is extra important because my mind is connected to 2 bodies, which is never-endingly weird. But basically, so I went to the doctor, like I told you, and what she was really worried about was how much I haven't been sleeping. And I tried explaining it to my friend because she was like, why aren't you sleeping? Like, what are you so worried about? And I was just like, anything. Like, I'm just almost getting like obsessively worried about anything going wrong, the other shoe to drop mentality that is constantly on my mind. But the more I did my thought lists and really kind of like talked about how I was feeling with my boyfriend, I just realized that I'm trying so hard to control everything because I just cannot stand that I don't know how and when things are going to happen, which is so silly because we ultimately don't have control over something like when we go into labor. There's a million wives' tales and you can be as prepared or as not prepared. Like, your body's just kind of gonna do whatever it wants to do. And so when I told my doctor about this insomnia and all this worrying, she's like, you know, you really need to rest because I really need you to get more sleep. Like, it's really important. I really need you to stop stressing out. Something I think will make you feel better based on the conversation that we had is like, let's do the non-stress test. It has nothing to actually do with how stressed I was, like, per se. It's called non-stress test because your body isn't under stress. Like, you're just laying there, whereas like a stress test would be if you're on the treadmill causing your body stress. So it's like an EKG basically for like your baby, and then it monitors like your uterus, and everything was like perfectly happy and healthy with baby girl, but my uterus was like contracting, and so she wanted to check my cervix, and I was a centimeter dilated, which is absolutely freaking insane. But the most shocking thing was that I stayed calm throughout this whole process. Like, I felt like I was gonna cry like once, and it was just like this moment of, why am I not freaking out? What's happening? Oh my God, wait, what? It's like, I'm good at handling shit in the moment. It's when I'm not handling shit, trying to sleep, is when I go insane. I don't know if anyone else can relate to that, but it's like in the moment, like checking out, going to the hospital, going to triage, calling my boyfriend, like, I don't feel the anxiety necessarily coming up and like debilitating me as much, just because I think it's such a serious situation that I just go into like, I got this mode, which is maybe why I'm always saying that I crave chaos because I'm good at it. But it's when I'm like sleeping and nothing's wrong that I'm like, oh my God, everything's gonna go wrong. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Support for today's episode comes from iHerb. iHerb offers the best curated selection of wellness products at the best possible value across a variety of categories, such as supplements, nutrition, beauty, and of course, baby. When it comes to you or your baby's health, ingredients truly matter, and iHerb cares about what's actually inside every single bottle that may make up your morning, beauty, kid routines, or your cool down routines, and so much more. You can go on their website and search by category, brand, or ailments you want help with, like hair, skin, nails, kids' health, and then you can further narrow your search by ratings, price, diet, vegan, all natural, whatever it means to you. They've really thought of everything to make shopping for these products super convenient and easy, because it can get so overwhelming when you're just trying to get literally the right products for your household. So we love this. I went on there for baby stuff just because I needed to, like I said, have those categories and go through the breakdowns of everything and get it just shipped to me, because A, I'm not really doing a lot of leaving the house, and B, it can be really overwhelming just like walking into a store and having all of these options when it comes to something like being a first-time mom. So it was just super, super easy. I got some breastfeeding stuff. I got some stuff that I just needed for the baby's bathroom. Super simple. Got to read about everything. It just makes me feel so much more powerful in what I'm purchasing, because I feel like I did all my research behind it instead of just kind of like sitting in the store getting overwhelmed trying to get home because I'm exhausted. For a limited time, new customers will get 22% off their entire order with my exclusive offer. So go to iHerb, which is iHerb.com, and use promo code MOOD, and you're going to get 22% off. They're going to have everything you need, you guys. Every grocery store, health and wellness offer, all curated, from vitamins, prenatals, skincare. So if you're not expecting, don't you worry. They have a ton of amazing stuff for you, whether it's collagen, cleansers, moisturizers, serums, and you're getting 22% off. So it's like, why not do that and not leave your bed? And for all my fellow moms out there, the amount of products you know can just be daunting. So make it easier for you. Get rid of those stretch marks, get your prenatal vitamins, and get ready for baby like I'm doing. You can totally trust that your products will arrive in first-rate condition, because iHerb orders are shipped from climate-controlled fulfillment to ensure the quality of their products. There's over 24 million authentic reviews, 1.3 million five-star ratings. They have over 11 million customers. So if you don't believe me, which you should, I mean, this is, ladies, the site you've been waiting for. It's time to get your health in check with iHerb. New customers get 22% off your first order when you use code MOOD at iHerb.com. That's 22% off at iHerb.com. Promo code MOOD. Choose iHerb because wellness matters. So all of the mood boosters I mentioned in kind of best mood, worst moods were before this whole hospital dilation station happened. And it really was kind of like, okay, reality check. What is working? What is not working? And for me, the first thing is obviously sleep. So with the help of my doctor, I'm figuring out a better nighttime routine. My psychiatrist actually always tells me, like, oh, don't do anything in the bed besides go to sleep. And I'm like, okay, like I'm going to watch TV in bed. But I've been giving myself a cutoff time because I could easily watch TV till 1 o'clock in the morning. Like last week, I was so anxious that I started spiraling in my head that I just had to turn the TV back on to stop like thinking. You know what I mean? So making sure I'm in the right headspace when I get into bed allows me to fall asleep much easier. Just getting into bed in a relaxed state. If I'm not feeling relaxed, I'm not going to get into bed yet. I'm going to figure out if there's maybe something I can do, like write down one of my lists or maybe do a couple things that aren't really mind consuming, I guess, like more so just doing the dishes, like getting rid of your energy somehow. That's not super, it doesn't take a lot of thinking. You want to do something almost mindless sometimes because that is what helps with insomnia, right? So like getting up and going and cleaning something, it just kind of like wears you out. So I'll do something like that before getting in bed, which can easily just be the things that we need, right? So I'll just like go brush my teeth, do belly oil, do a little bit of extra stuff in the bathroom to just kind of wear myself out, make sure I'm taking my vitamins, refill my water, all the crap that like honestly sometimes I don't even feel like doing because I'm so tired. But if I can tell my mind's running, it's like, oh, well, sucks to suck. You're doing it anyway. And then I truly don't mean this as a blanket statement because I know that like it's kind of a cop out for influencers like myself when we're like, you know, take this with a grain of salt, like talk to your doctor. But I actually mean this when I say talk to your doctor. This week was the first time I feel like since first trimester, I've really talked to my doctor about how I was feeling and just kind of was a little bit more vulnerable about my anxiety and my stress and kind of asking questions. And it's kind of like, why not? Like, the worst that could happen is she just quickly debunks it and moves on. But just really advocating for yourself in that way and really talking about how you're feeling, they actually want to help you, right? Like your doctor doesn't know that like maybe you're spiraling on the inside. And so it's just kind of going about the appointment, whatever. And this was the first time that we really talked about how I was feeling like mentally in a while. And it was so beyond helpful. Like, obviously, that's what led to this whole dilation situation, which who knows if it's good or not. Like, not good in a sense. I think it's more so like you can stay 1 centimeter dilated for a while, which I think is good. And I'm not progressing, or I wasn't when I was there. And it's more so just a wake up call of like, yo, you're doing too much. Like, you need to fucking calm down. Like, you're a centimeter dilated. And it's like, no joke. Like, we always joke, oh my God, moving is gonna induce labor and like all this stuff. And it's like, no, you really need to take care of yourself. And so, really advocating for myself and talking to my doctor about how I was actually feeling was such a game changer this week because I just kind of got to like let everything out, get answers. And at the end of the day, the only person I'm gonna believe is my doctor, like, over my anxiety. Like, other people are just making you feel better, but hearing it from my doctor is like, no, you'd like override it. Like, you override the worry. So honestly, hearing from the doctor was the thing that helped me the most this week, which you can, if you are like in this situation, you can use like your online portal or whatever phone number they give you. You can really advocate for yourself. Don't feel like you like can't reach out to your doctor or like reach out to someone for support, because if you're like me and you've kind of like tried all these little different mood boosters, but you need something stronger, like, you know, an extra doctor's appointment or an extra confirmation from your doctor is not as scary as you think. And actually helps more than you'd think, because like I said, it is just, you can hear it in my voice. It is like the only thing that helped me this week. And for the sake of me and baby, like, we need to not stress. So I am going to be taking it easy. I wasn't prescribed bed rest by my doctor, but I was told to be doing like mild, moderate bed rest just because I easily overexert myself. So that's why we're going to be leaning back in really to asking for help, because it is like, I've only been doing this for one day of like trying to like take it easy. And it's like, literally my brain is wired so fucked up. It's like, oh, you're supposed to take it easy. Well, now, like, now I want to do stuff. And it's like, what the fuck? My mom was like, you love a lazy day. I was like, yeah, when I can't have one. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with me? But I am trying to take it easy, but but I'm also trying to just like keep reminding myself that yes, be gentle with yourself, but also like you are strong, like you can do this, your body is meant to do this, like everything is okay. This is literally what your body is meant to do. So embrace the unknown, be as prepared as you possibly can without losing your mind, make it exciting, lean on people, ask for help, and keep those legs shut. That was a message to you and me. I don't care if you're pregnant or not, ladies, keep those legs shut because this could be you either way if you don't. I have to upload this week's YouTube video, which is a really good like everything girl shower, you know, where you just like do everything, the whole nine yards. You're like shaving, you're plucking, you're lotioning, you're tanning, you're doing it all. I did it with a voiceover. Really fabulous. YouTube.com/lovelaurenelizabeth. I also have to go to a funeral right now. My back is killing me. I'm constantly running out of breath, and I will talk to you guys next week. And I think I'm going to talk to you guys about like my imposter syndrome and what's going on with me and why I hate myself, because we just didn't have time to get into that today. But don't worry, it's there and it's happening. And I think you'll like it. So I'll talk to you next week. Bye.